Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel is back at the U.S. Supreme Court on behalf of California churches. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Holly, on this particular case, this is our second trip to the U.S. Supreme Court on the same case involving Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry. This is out of California. And we've been to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. We went to the U.S. Supreme Court on December the 3rd. The Supreme Court granted our request. They set aside all the lower court orders. They sent the case back down to the lower court. And they said, follow this roadmap that they just recently issued on Thanksgiving Eve. It's fairly straightforward, except for judges who don't want to follow it. And so the lower court judge, again, ruled against us. And then the Court of Appeals, I argued it on January the 4th, the first Monday in January. It looked like we had a 2-1 decision. And as we were waiting for the decision to come down, a separate panel of the same Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals involving a separate church, South Bay United Pentecostal Church, ultimately issued a very crazy decision, and that ultimately left our panel of the same Court of Appeals with no choice but to essentially rubber stamp it. But the bizarre thing is what it is that's part of this order.
Yeah, it's just been ridiculous. We've been fighting this for so long. I mean, on July 13th, Gavin Newsom banned all indoor worship. And then on August 28th, he came out with this blueprint, is what they call it, and they put the churches in areas of the state in different tiers. So I guess saying that the virus designates what tiers it's going to be in or something like that.
They had some formula for that, and they had tiers 1 through 4. And in tier 1, it continued the no worship ban that went all the way back to July 13. And our churches were in the tier 1. And we represent over 100 churches, about 130 to 40 or so total churches in California.
But the whole concept is not scientific.
Now, then on December 3, they entered a stay-at-home order, and that continued the no worship ban for 99.9% of the state. But what happened here is they actually just recently repealed that, but still now this tiers 1 through 4 remain in effect.
That blueprint is still in effect.
So it doesn't affect our churches because we're in the tier 1, which is no worship. So here's the crazy thing about this decision. And for you who are listening, try to wrap your head around this.
Yeah.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said that it's okay for California in Tier 1 to ban all worship in houses of worship. All worship in houses of worship. But it also then said, but in Tiers 2 and 3, where there's a 100 and 200 person cap on attendance at houses of worship, that's unconstitutional.
Despite the size of the building.
Despite the size of the building. And I agree with that part of the ruling that it is unconstitutional to have a cap on worship that is not tied to the size of the building, because that 100-person cap is, no matter what the size of the building is, it's the same. And it's discriminatory with other secular assemblies and secular businesses that do not have that same kind of ultimate cap on the buildings.
It shows you the ultimate agenda is discrimination. It has nothing to do with a virus.
But here's this. It's unconstitutional to put a cap of 100 people or 200 people on houses of worship. It's unconstitutional. That's what the court ultimately ruled. But it's okay to ban all worship. Now, you would think it would ultimately be the other way around.
Right.
At a minimum, it would be the other way around. I think they're all unconstitutional. That California can ban all worship and can continue to do so since July 13. More than one person, and even one person in a church worshiping, is a criminal offense in California. Criminal offense to worship in any church. And that also includes worship in your home or apartment with anybody who doesn't live there. So it is criminal to do that. And this court in the South Bay case, a case that we don't represent, but I've been in contact with counsel on that case, said that that's okay. You can ban all worship. You can treat places of worship, churches, discriminatorily, because there's 29 pages, single space, of exemptions that have no limitation on the number of people. They're considered essential, critical businesses, etc. Liquor stores and so many other places. No cap, no restriction on that assembly, but on houses of worship, no worship. And the Court of Appeals said that's okay. But in tiers 2 and 3, where you have a 100 and 200 person cap, that's unconstitutional. That makes absolutely no sense. So consequently, when this decision came down in the South Bay case on January 22, and that was on a Friday, the next Monday, the court in our case, also a panel, but a different one of the same Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, they were bound by what happened the previous Friday in South Bay. Even though we were headed toward, I clearly believe, at least a 2-1 victory across the board, they were bound by that decision. So one of the judges, Judge O'Scanlan, issued a part of the opinion, said, this is crazy. It's clearly unconstitutional. If it's a violation of the First Amendment to limit churches to 100 or 200 people, how much more is it a violation of the First Amendment to say you can't have anybody gathering for worship?
Yeah, but as you said earlier, go back to the Supreme Court's decision in favor of churches in New York. Yeah. That laid the floor plan for all of this. So why do these other courts think that they can override what the Supreme Court has said?
Well, here's the crazy thing, because there is a rule that when you have one panel from the court deciding something, the subsequent panel has to follow it until you either have the Supreme Court reverse it or the whole cadre of judges on that Court of Appeals rehear that. But there's a previous Ninth Circuit case involving Nevada churches, and it applied the Supreme Court decision out of New York. And it said the Supreme Court decision created a sea change. Mm-hmm. And they had no choice but to rule in favor of the Nevada churches. And Nevada had a 50-person limit on houses of worship and churches.
There's the key. They had no choice but to abide by the Supreme Court's ruling.
And that was a 3-0 decision of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Mm-hmm.
So this other panel in the South Bay case should have followed that, but they decided not to. Right. Our panel now gets the South Bay case. All of these are at the Ninth Circuit, and they say, well, we have no choice. And the one judge says this case calls for correction, which is true, Judge O'Scanlan. So we, same day, filed an emergency petition with the U.S. Supreme Court, and now this is our second trip back to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court gave the lower courts an opportunity first to follow the roadmap that the Supreme Court issued regarding the New York churches and synagogues, and it's a fairly clear roadmap. Restrictions in New York for 10 people or 25 people, depending upon whether you're in the red or orange zone, are unconstitutional. They said that those restrictions were the most severe that they had ever seen. Now we're in California, and if a restriction on 10 people and 25 are unconstitutional and are very severe, which they are, it's a no-brainer that a restriction that has 0 people, no worship at all, is even worse. In fact, it's the most severe restriction in the entire country. So consequently, you would think it's a no-brainer. It should be. But they have ignored it, and now we're back to the U.S. Supreme Court. So pray for our case as it's at the high court. I think now we will have a stronger decision that comes from the Supreme Court rather than the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that will ultimately finally grant religious freedom to those who desperately need it in California.
And, you know, we need that because our California churches are still under the constant threat of arrest and fines.
Yeah, because the Pasadena prosecutor and the public health department have issued letters to Harvest Rock Church and Pastor Cheon saying that the pastors, the staff, and the churchgoers, the parishioners that attend, you face daily criminal charges and fines of $1,000 each day. Each criminal charge has a penalty up to 1 year in prison. And they face that every single time they walk into the doors of the church.
In America.
Nobody should be required to make that decision between going to church and going to jail and paying fines. And we're going to make sure that that decision is not one that lives long in this country. We're going to continue to fight. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, pray for our case and our team. You can support Liberty Counsel online. Go to lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.